Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf Shir sponsor, Luinishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis says that Rav Amnon explains the name of Shmuel. Someone says, I'm doing with you a deal in the condition that there's no or no, so then that's fine. What's the difference between the case that he says, I'm not she'ein lecho alay no, and that she'ein boyer no? So Rashi says, it's talking about two opposite cases. Al minat she'ein lecha alay no means that there will be no dinei or no over here that will not be obligated to pay you the difference. Al minat she'ein boyer no means that there will not be any problem of no, that this money will be pure and okay. So that's why if there's a no, of course you have to pay it back. But Tosfos brings the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel. We find other places in Shas when we speak about this case. The Almanat Shein Boi Noah means that the Isser or Noah will not be Chal over here. That you won't have the Isser of the Torah. So it says, Tosfos, according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, you know, one cannot say you won't have the Isser or Noah. And you can't go against the Torah. The Torah says there's a no. You could say that the no will not apply to me. But to say that in reality won't be no, that's something you can't do. Now the question is, why is Rashi not explained like Tosfos? This seems to be the simple understanding, and that's how it's brought down another place in Shas. For example, when we say, Al menat shelo tishpateu shvi'is, that's the example that Tosfos brings. But l'chura, this brings us to the understanding of what is the definition of a no. The Gemara here in this Omo tells us that there's a difference between a person who does a no bistam, or he doesn't know of mefarish. So some of the Rishonim explain, what's the difference between stam and mefarish? Mefarish means that he says specifically, I'm going to sell you this item for 200 while it's worth only 100. As the Gemara goes on, it explains, literally, these are the words that he's saying. But if he just says, I'm going to give you something you should know, there's a no here, but he doesn't say how much money it is, so then it doesn't work. What's the difference? So the way some bring it, this is brought down the Sefer HaTrumas in the name of the Ramban. The Ramban says, what do you mean, every time there is a no, people know that their seller is trying to overcharge as much as he can. And the seller knows that the buyer is trying to underpay as much as he can. That's the nature of business. So what do you mean, if mefarish means that a person knows that his friend is trying to do a no, that applies to every single mekach u'memkach. So Karchacho, the Mefarish, is different because you're talking about that he says specifically the amount. And why that should be different? So explains the Nesivis and any of the Achronim based on the Nesivis is similar to the Nesivis. The idea is that if you're just saying, I'm doing a regular Mekach u'Memkar, I'm doing a purchase, the Torah says you cannot sell something if you're selling it for the right value, what the true value of this item is, you can't change the value. But if a person is telling his friend, this item, the value is 100, but I'm not selling it for 100, I'm selling it for 200. We're not selling it now for the right value. I'm clearly putting it into numbers, saying this is not the value. So then this goes out from the parsha of Eino, and then it's mutter. So meaning what we're learning from the Ramban and the way it comes up from the Nesidus, the idea of Eino of the Torah, when the Torah says don't do Eino, means it doesn't matter that the buyer figures out that the seller is overcharging him. The point is that when something is sold in the market based on its value, you should not change its price. You should sell it for fair market value. Regardless if the buyer or the seller knows of that there's something you're different, you should sell it for fair market value unless you take it out from the realm of regular sale and say, this is a different thing. This is not part of a regular mekach u'memkar based on the market value. But Rashi clearly disagrees with that. First of all, the mashmos of Rashi here in the Talmud is that mefarish is even without saying the exact amount. Just telling him, the seller tells the buyer, I'm overcharging you. And it's clearly in Rashi and Amud Aleph. Because Rashi there explains when you buy from Baal HaBayis, you buy from someone who owns a chayfetz, then it's considered to be like mefarish sheyesh bo eino. And there we're not talking about this giving a specific amount. You just know that when someone sells his own chayfetz, so it's mefarish sheyesh bo eino, as if you know that he's overcharging. So according to Rashi, as long as the buyer knows that something is going on over here, there's no issue of eino. So seemingly Rashi learns that eino means something else. Similar to what the chinuch says. The chinuch says that aino means remorse. Aino means that you're going and you're tricking the buyer. And that's the mashmos of the pasuk of Parshas Behar. Because it says that toinu ish is ochiv, and later it says veloy soinu ish is amisoy. So Rashi explains what's the two loy soinu, as we're going to see later in the Gemara. There's ainois dvarim, that's the second pasuk, and then there's ainois mami. Ainois dvarim, the Gemara is going to speak about later, is talking about someone who goes and annoys and upsets his friend. Ainois mami means that a person goes and overcharges for a chavitz, or underpays for a chavitz. So Rashi learns it's the same idea. The same way Ainois Dvarim means you're going and causing some tsar, some pain to your friend. You basically do something wrong to him. So also by Ainois Dvarim is the same thing. A person is going and causing a remorse, like the Chinuch says. He's tricking his friend, causing him therefore tsar. So he mainly learns Rashi, as long as the buyer knows that he's being overcharged. He doesn't know the exact specifics, but he knows I'm being overcharged in this case. So then you don't have that side. You don't have that tricking anymore. You don't have the problem the Chiddur mentions. So Yimeli Rashi argues in Tosis. Rashi says, our prison says, I'm not she'en boy no. According to Rashi, then there's no issue. Oh, you know, it's only as long as one is tricking the other. But if one is very clear and tells somebody else, I'm going to do a no over here, there's no issue of a no. So Rashi is forced to say, I'm not she'en boy no means that there's no problem of Eino, because everything here is glat. So it comes out, there's two ways how to understand what is the issue of Eino's moment. Is it a problem just changing the market value, even if the person knows that there's some change? Or the issue is the fact that you're causing tsar to your friend by causing him remorse, by tricking him. This seems to be the machlokes we're showing him in this sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.